Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Mr. Mysteries in Black and White, with your two hosts, myself, Ed, and my main man, Josh.
How are we doing?
Josh, yeah. Seeing as it has been, what, 2 or 3 weeks
yeah,
now,
about
I can actually ask this. How you been, mate?
Oh, I'm feeling so much better, mate. Yeah. Honestly, so much better. If you didn't see the Facebook post, first things first, what, I apologise for the lack of activity. I've been stupidly ill recently.
Yeah.
COVID got me again. The bastard. But no, feeling so much better now. I'm just buzzing to be back.
Yeah,
I'm just so buzzing to be back.
In a way, it kind of works out well because I've had a few fucking family issues.
Yeah,
I ain't
gonna
go into them. But honestly, sometimes they say blood thicker than water.
It puts it to the test. Yeah,
fucking done it. Oh my god. But you know, we won't go too into it. Otherwise, I'm gonna start headbutting this table.
But no, how have you been?
Yeah, let's say apart from that, I've been all good. I'm just waiting for now. I'm just patiently waiting for the boy to arrive.
Yeah.
Which I think is going to be sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
Come on. What a buzz. I want to see you now.
What a buzz.
Yeah, I know. But don't worry, we will still be recorded. The podcast
ain't going anywhere.
Nah, I was about to say podcast comes first, but it doesn't. I mean, surely my child does, but you know. Once we'll work it, don't worry. We'll work it.
Oh,
but
God.
No, I hope everyone is well, who's watching and listening to us on the usual. I mean, no one actually messaged us to see if we was okay, but you know what? We move.
Yeah.
We move.
You know.
We could
call
yourself
fans.
We could have been dead for all anyone knows. Nah, we're good. But, wow, because I mean, the last episode was Michele Mbembe and Kasai Rex.
Yeah.
And you did tell me what we were doing this week.
Mm-hmm.
Can you remind everyone?
Yep, we are going to be discussing, as you can tell by the title, but we are...
Oh, yeah.
For those that are visually impaired. Yeah. Don't know how the fuck you got onto here in the first place, but you somehow did.
Braille.
Yeah. On-screen Braille.
Yeah, on-screen Braille. it's the dogs.
Dogs sorted the laptop out of me. It was like, boss. No, we're going to be talking about the shoemaker killer, Joseph Callinger.
Shoemaker?
Yeah.
I thought for a minute it was like Schumacher.
Michael Schumacher is now a serial killer.
Fuck all.
No, I was gonna say that'd be fucking talent.
He didn't fuck all right now. Bless him.
Oh, fucking hell.
Right. So, you're gonna get into it. So it's called the Shoemaker Killer.
Yeah. Well, that was sort of like that's just kind of a nickname. He's not known for that. Obviously,
right,
more people know him by his actual name, but
yeah.
I think like newspaper headlines and that started naming him like the Shoemaker Killer and that.
So, did he kill people with laces?
No. It's because he owned...
aglets.
Stabbed them to death with aglets.
Yeah, I watched Phineas and Ferb, so I remember that, and they've done the whole song about it. It's a banging song.
Oh, big up Phineas and Ferb, man. What a show.
Yeah, oh, no, that was a banging song on there as well. What? Yeah, but things. Did you watch you beat him with a shoe? got a big Cuban heel with like the steel plate on it, just bashing people's heads in. Or was he a shoemaker?
He was a shoemaker.
Makes more sense. But to be fair, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, like,
well, not really. You're killing someone, but
well, no.
I know what you're getting at.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how did you kill him? Like, oh, with a knife. Oh. With a gun.
Original
oh,
you, ain't you?
Hell, you're original. How'd you? I beat him with a
fucking
shoe. Stabbed him with a stiletto.
Some of the fucking heels you see, like, we're wearing on, like, nights.
Yeah,
no. They are lethal.
Honestly.
Fuck getting that round your head.
Women don't get enough praise. Because, have you ever tried one on? Oh, I doubt it.
No.
I mean,
I don't think they do size 13 stilettos, but
I'd be surprised actually. You got to think all these drag queens and that.
That is true. Yeah, that is true.
You know, they probably get them. I think you probably have to get them specially made.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, look. I mean, I've tried. I mean, I couldn't fit him in Mrs. Shoes, but I thought, you know, just have a go.
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly,
yeah.
How you don't break your ankles. And the thing is, a lot of these women, they're like pissed out of their heads.
Yeah.
And they're still walking on
it's
them.
Fucking, like, it's a talent. It's
it
an actual
really
talent.
Is. Like, you don't get enough credit for
no.
it.
No. So especially when you see it, it's like the foot's like that. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's meant to be that. Yeah. How the fuck do you manage? Do you know what
big
I mean?
Up women.
No wonder when they get in like from nights out and that they say, "Oh, my feet hurt." Yeah, no fucking wonder. The thing's been in Pilates all night.
It's doing its own fucking headstand. Yeah, so big up women.
Shout out the women.
Big up the women. Big up to 2024. You know the rules.
Fuck off. Oh, mate.
Big up serial killers.
Like you've said yeah, it now, right? I've got to go on this,
oh,
right?
No.
How do we try so hard? I know we haven't recently, but illness and that. But what I'm saying is, when we do try, we try so hard to put like effort into the content we make. Yeah, this motherfucker just swallows food and nearly dies from it, and gets millions of views.
You say that we put effort in. Like, I think if you go back on some of them, it's just the waffle. We're doing it now.
That is true. That is true.
Like, in a way, I can't get it.
My man, did she just? Do you know what?
I
swallows food like nothing.
It's a bit weird, but I had like a not an obsession, but I was just fixated.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I couldn't wait to see another one, him just eating food. Like, how's he gonna eat that?
Shout out Bevo, man. Shout out Bevo.
Right, let's get on to some serial killers.
Right.
So, Josh.
Yeah.
Tell us about this shoemaker killer.
Right. So, Shoemaker Killer, or as he's more commonly known by his actual name, Joseph Callinger, was an American serial killer from the Philadelphia area. Now, straight away, he's not...
Born and raised. I don't know the rest of the music, songs, hey?
I'm trying to think of it. Nah, gone.
West
anyway.
Philadelphia, born and raised.
On the playground is where I spent most of my days. Yeah, fuck no, we'll get copyrighted.
Yeah.
Yeah, now, he's not as prolific as some of the other killers, i.e. like your Jeffrey Dahmer or your John Wayne Gacy. He only actually killed 3 people.
But how is he a serial killer, then?
Because there were different days and things like that. And
did he have an M.O.?
Not really, no. Well, he thought he had a fucking M.O. We'll get on to that.
Surely
he had an M.O.
Like, a lot of serial killers, they have... It's like their own gratification, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like how they present the bodies,
yeah, yeah,
and stuff like that. Nah, that's like how that makes him a serial killer.
Yeah, he was
doing it as an art form.
I feel like he was just, it's just serial because obviously it's multiple days he's done it across instead of like a killing frenzy.
Yeah, yeah, fair.
So, but we'll get into him. So anyway, as I said, he was responsible for killing 3 people between 1974 and 1975. So a bit about his backstory, because what we've mentioned countless times with serial killers is the one thing that's common is so many of them, it's almost like they're bred to be serial killers.
Yeah.
For lack of a better word. This guy is the epitome of that. Like, if anyone, I'm not even remotely condoning what he's done, obviously he's a piece of shit. But what I'm saying is, if there's anybody who you look at his childhood trauma and go, and then you say, oh yeah, he became a serial killer, no fucking wonder.
You'd sit there and go, fair.
Yeah, it's like, well, fucking hell, how did nobody win 200 quid off Paddy Power for putting a bet on that? Seriously. It's fucking ridiculous.
The odds too high.
Yeah, true. So,
favourite.
Yeah, so going into his backstory, Joseph was born in 1935 to an unfit mother in Philadelphia. He spent the first 2 years of his life at St. Vincent's Orphanage.
So what do you mean by unfit? Was she fat?
I think
she can bench.
She can barely pick him up.
Take 2 steps, she's huffing.
Oh, mate. Fuck me.
But then again, as I was about to say it, you said, yeah, nah.
Yeah. I think she just couldn't look after him, basically. Right. But yeah, so he spent the first 2 years of his life in St. Vincent's Orphanage. He would eventually be adopted by Stephen and Anna Callinger. But, who were two Austrian-Hungarian immigrants. Stephen owned his own shoemaking business in the Kensington district.
So
here it starts coming. Stephen also feared
that, cobbler.
Yeah,
cobbler. He all knows shit.
Now, already from the minute he's adopted, this poor kid's life's fucked. Because Stephen also feared that not having any kids of his own, his business would die with him. And so he raised Joseph to follow in his footsteps.
Right.
So really, they didn't adopt him out of love for the kid. It was just like, we need an heir, basically.
We need to sort of take over the business.
Yeah, like they're on some Game of Thrones shit. Do you know what I mean? In fact, so yeah, like I said, they raised Joseph to follow in his footsteps. In fact, Stephen beat this idea into Joseph from an early age. He would have wished it was a shoe, trust me.
Yeah, flip flop.
He would have wished for that shit.
Was it a flip or was it a flop? I only say that, right, because there's a bloke at work, he's a digger driver, and he's only got one leg. And we were sitting in the canteen once, and this old boy, he always looked so serious.
Mm.
But some of the shit he come out with was golden.
Right.
And he went to him, he went, Dave, when you go out to the beach, do you wear a flip or a flop? And honestly, I nearly passed out. Because it was just, everyone was just quiet. And he just come out of it, oh, I was a bitch. Absolute bitch.
Is it a flip or a flop?
So when you go to the beach, do you wear a flip or a flop? But Dave is class because he takes the piss out of himself with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything. He's real good sport like that.
Oh, so that's how it should be. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. And I mean, fair play. Like, it's all off.
But the whole leg?
Pretty much, yeah.
Fuck me.
And he still goes to work and everything. And like I say, he's a digger driver, so it's not too bad for him. But yeah, he puts in a shift and everything. He's a good old boy.
Fair fucking play.
He's a good old boy.
Shout out Dave.
Good old Dave.
What was I? Oh yeah, so Stephen had this idea, Stephen beat this idea into Joseph from an early age. However, what they didn't know was that Joseph from an early age suffered from schizophrenia, and that the physical and mental abuse he suffered from an early age at the hands of his adopted parents would actually accelerate this mental disorder.
No shit.
So,
kind of fair.
Yeah. Stephen and Anna were also lazy parents and didn't have time to deal with most trivial questions that parents have to deal with.
Mm.
So obviously, for those that don't understand, you know, if you've ever been around a kid, you know what I mean?
They're
new. Yeah, exactly. They're new to the world. They don't understand how anything works. So, of course, you're going to get the why. These motherfuckers just didn't take that for an answer, basically.
Bastards.
For instance, when 5-year-old Joseph heard the word fuck on the playground, he asked his parents what it meant. Their response was to nearly beat him to death. For hearing a word on a playground, do you know what I mean? It's like, mummy, what's fuck me? Yeah, rusk. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, that's a bit of shit.
It's
not great, is it?
No.
Can you remember when you first swore to your parents?
Nah.
I've done it completely by accident.
Really?
He was watching the football, and I don't know how I already knew this, but one of the fans was going like that.
Right.
I went, oh, he's just called him a wanker. But it just come out of me, and I looked behind me, and my nan and my mum were sitting there. They just pissed themselves laughing because of just how easy it come out.
Yeah.
But honestly, I was scared shitless. I thought, what? I've opened a can of worms here, but no, they were found part of it. So now I talk like a sailor.
Yeah. Me and you both, brother. Well, a few months later, Joseph's curiosity got the best of him again when he pulled a girl's pants down at school. Now, again.
Right.
Don't do this. It's fucked.
Yeah. But, I mean, I know he asked what the fuck meant, but it didn't mean actually.
Just crack on with it.
Yeah, trial and error kind of thing. Fuck that. That's
And instead of teaching him right from wrong, they beat him again. Joseph was also being bullied and beaten at school. So this poor fucker's got nowhere to turn. It feels bad saying poor fucker, yeah, knowing what he becomes, but it's like...
That is where, with a lot of serial killers, you can look back and think, fuck,
Yeah, it's like you, this was obviously going to happen.
Like, it's your fault. You're a demon.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, it's no wonder.
No.
You know what I mean?
And like, he is like near enough the epitome of that. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's had a fuck childhood from day dot. All the way to this. And like, when
his mum chose a pasty over him.
But yeah, Joseph was also being bullied and beaten at school. And when the school nurses checked for his injuries, they noticed a hernia and informed his parents. That day, they took him home, beat him again.
For having a hernia?
Yeah, and then took him to the hospital to deal with it.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
How dare you get a fucking hernia?
You considerate asshole.
Yeah, now we've got to go fucking hospital with you. But he said, no wonder, you're beating him to get the hernia.
Yeah. But this is where it starts getting really fucked. Because you've got to remember, this kid also suffers with schizophrenia.
Yeah.
So obviously, split personality disorder. Well, after 16 days in the hospital, the parents told Joseph that he also, on top of the hernia, underwent another surgery to remove the little demon inside of him. They told a 6-year-old schizophrenic boy that the demon worked for the devil, and that it had to be removed from his little bird, his knob, and that it would never work again.
Right, I'd done something.
Wait, what?
Years ago. Right. I'm not proud of it.
Mm.
We laughed about it afterwards, but at the time, probably weren't the best taste.
Right.
A good friend of mine, God bless him, he's passed away now, but he was at Great Ormond Street, and he was going in for a stent, and it didn't work.
Right.
So he was quite bad, but he ended up having a heart transplant.
Okay.
But while he was there, I was visiting him, and he was out of it. He was on some mad shit. So he was right out of it, and I went in, like, pretending to be a doctor.
You did a Jake and Josh.
Pretty much. Well, no, I didn't go get the full get-up. Oh, right. I just walked in there. Like, he didn't know who. And I said, like, we've had to put a zip in you so it's easier to get to your heart. Like, I'm just trying to G him up. Like,
I know what you mean.
Like, I was only doing it in good faith. And like, my time was up because his family was there as well. So we all took like 10 minutes to go and see him.
Mm.
And his mum went in after me to where he told her that they put a zip in him. He was like, they've just told me. So she come out and she was like, Ed, where the fuck are you? I was like, so I'm like, what did I do? And she told me. But then I was like, I was just trying to, like, she remember that. Then she, because they were going through hell.
Yeah.
Honestly, his mum is like one of the strongest people I've ever met in my life.
Right.
Through all the sorrow she has gone through, she still wears a smile, and I love her. Yes. And she started laughing. Like,
yeah. So
that. That was always like my role with that, because I love that family. They were like my second family.
Yeah,
and and we laughed about it and everything. So it kind of like brought it up, because as well as he was still alive and kicking, it gave him a bit of peace.
A bit of, if you can make him laugh for a few seconds out of a miserable day, it's worth it.
It probably weren't the best move to do it, but you know, we move. But, nah.
For fuck's sake.
We do. Me and him done some match. He'd have done the same to me, to be fair.
Yeah, exactly. So, and on the plus side, he weren't a 6-year-old schizophrenic. So, do you know what I mean?
It's true.
But yeah, so they told him that they had to remove this demon from his little bird and that it would never work again.
I've never heard a cock being called
a little bird. No.
Cockerel. That's a bird, isn't it?
Yeah, makes sense. They told him this in the hope that it would make him impotent, and that way the only thing in life he'll have is to become a great shoemaker. So, that come back to bite you on the arse, didn't it? It was after being told this that Joe would experience his first photorealistic hallucination. Mm. He was looking into a mirror and saw a floating lip knife behind him, with his severed penis on top of the blade. 6 years old, by the way, just remember. And he's seeing this shit.
Jesus Christ.
Well, at the age of 7, his mental and physical abuse became so bad that he stole a book of prayers in an attempt to make him stop. When his parents caught him, he was made to kneel on sandpaper every night for an hour.
Oh, my God.
At the age of 8, there was a witness account claiming they saw Anna beat Joe over the head with a hammer for asking to go on a school trip to the zoo.
Fucking hell!
Yeah. These parents are... They don't even deserve to be classed as parents. These are just some sick, twisted motherfuckers.
Yeah. They're as bad as him.
Yeah. If not worse.
Yeah.
I know that they haven't actually killed someone, but to do this to a little 7-year-old boy...
Oh no, that's fucked up.
It's disgusting.
That is fucked up.
His abuse became so bad that he would begin to take refuge in an old empty oil tank just to feel safe. Well, one night he climbed into the tank and found 3 naked boys inside making out with each other. Oh. Joe didn't realise that what was happening, and before he could get out, the lad spotted him, held him at knife point, and sexually assaulted him.
Honestly, if this fucker got all 6 numbers on the lottery, it'd be void.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never... You can't get worse luck than that.
No. It just gets worse, though.
How?
In Joe's mind, this sparked a mental confusion with him, believing that these boys were evil, and that this, in turn, brought his demon back. This event also intertwined knives, sex, and religious beliefs into his mind. Well, a few years later, Joe would be allowed to go to the cinema as long as he paid for it himself with the pocket money he got for doing jobs around the house. However, every time he went, he was alone, surrounded by couples, families, and different groups of friends. So one day, he stole some quarters from his parents to pay for some of his friends to go with him. When his parents found out, they placed his fingers directly into the fire on a burning stove.
Oh, you... Evil fuckers. Oh.
And it wasn't just once, because he'd done it a couple times because he wanted friends to go to cinema with him. Mm. And every time they did the exact same thing.
Oh my God.
So this poor kid he's getting constant pain and he's still doing it. Do you know what I mean? Because he desperately wants friends. So this just shows that it's fucked, honestly. I'm not saying anything justifies becoming a serial killer, but you can see why. Do you know what I mean? With the trauma this cunt's had.
If anything was to be justified, it's this.
Yeah.
As bad as that sounds.
Yeah, I know what you mean, though. Well, this is when he began to start having fantasies about cutting or stabbing women. To the point, when he discovered pornography, he found he could only get off when he was cutting or stabbing the women in the magazines.
You'd have thought... Sorry, but it's like the whole thing with like these gay lads.
Yeah, you would have thought they would have been blokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, it's...
What?
This whole thing is just mind-boggling.
Yeah.
It's fucked, honestly.
In 1949, at the age of 13, Joe began to experience voices telling him to cut somebody. His parents, all the while, still telling him that he will only ever be a shoemaker. And obviously kicking the shit out of him at the same time. Mm. He also began to laugh uncontrollably at random times.
Oh, so he's the Joker.
Yeah. Now, I was like, what's going on here? I wonder if that's where they got it from.
Maybe, actually. That's a good shout.
His only escape from this life, I'm going to say this life, obviously you think he's a young lad, being beaten, he's been sexually assaulted, he's obviously mentally ill. Do you know what I mean? This kid is just fucked. There's no other word for it. Well, his only escape from this life would be his Saturday trips to the movies. This is where he met a woman called Hilda Bishop, and it wouldn't take long before the pair ended up in a relationship. Which I'm surprised his parents allowed, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He managed to convince his father to begin receiving a wage for the work he was doing at his father's shop. At this point, Joe experienced another hallucination when he saw a bright light and a voice began to speak to him. Now, all I've read, by the way, is what has come out in a book about him. When he was in prison, somebody, like, interviewed him. Similar to how they've done with Dennis Nilsson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where they interviewed him and then told him his whole life story and then they read it in a book. So, this is all from his perspective. It could be utter bollocks for all I know. Mm. But this is what he said. So, the voice said, Joe Callinger, you are a special person and you must undertake a special mission. You must control the brain. This is what I, God of the Universe, command you to do.
You will use this method to heal yourself and mankind. So, yeah, that was what apparently he heard in the voice sort of thing. Well, soon after the age of 15, Joe moved into his own home with Hilda, and the pair got married in 1953. In 1955, Joe and Hilda had a daughter and a son a year later, to which they named Anna and Stephen after Joe's abusive parents. Why the fuck would you name them then?
Maybe he's trying to get their approval.
He wants love from them.
Yeah.
The couple began to become physically abusive towards each other not long after this.
Oh, brilliant.
Well, in 1956, Hilda left Joe for someone else, and Joe's mental state began to deteriorate again.
No wonder.
Joe would eventually meet another woman called Betty... Sorry if I get this wrong. Baumgardner, I think her surname was. Baumgardner?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the pair ended up getting married and had four sons. This is when Joe had another hallucination of a figure in a black coat with a witch's hat pointing at something. When he turned, he saw himself as a child and all the abusive things his parents did to him. Mm. When he turned back around, the figure told him to go home and burn his house down. To which it took him multiple times to do this. I don't know how, but he successfully managed to do so at the age of 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at this point, Joe's mental state was virtually non-existent.
Was this his own house or his parents'?
His parents' house. So I think by this point, they might have been dead. Mm. I'm not too sure. Or they moved out or whatever. They weren't in the house.
Shame.
Yeah. By this point, Joe's mental state was virtually non-existent, with him torturing rodents, constantly experiencing hallucinations, and even buying a second home and making his children dig 20 foot down in the basement and then banning them from ever returning.
Okay, now.
This is when he had the idea to inflict his own childhood trauma onto his own children. Which is where he starts going fucked. And again, I'm not making excuses for him. And I'm not saying I understand why. But in a way, it's like, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, it's like, he knows no different.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's never been taught right from wrong. And every time he's done something, his parents have abused him badly for it.
Mm.
So, of course, he's probably thinking this is the norm.
Yeah, this is
right. Do you know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, on New Year's Day of 1972, Joe would hear another message from God saying, "I control you now," to which Joe complied. Joe's two eldest kids ran away from home to escape the abuse, however. To escape the abuse. However, Joe waited to hear from God on what to do. When he heard a voice, he grabbed the gun, drove around until he found his kids, stuck the gun in their face and told them to get in the car. When they got home, he told his wife to take the two youngest kids out and not come back until he said. He chained up his son in the kitchen and placed a butcher's knife just out of his reach. He took his daughter and placed a spatula on top of a lit stove and waited until it was red hot and then placed it onto his daughter's thigh.
Ugh.
As she was screaming, he was apparently singing, "You'll never run from me again." So this just goes to show how fucked this guy is.
Yeah.
He then beat the pair of them until his arms couldn't take it anymore.
Till his arms couldn't take it anymore. Fucking hell.
A week later, the kids went to the police and told them what Joe had done. At this point, Joe begins to look at his kids as the complete gods. Don't know why, but apparently he's just looking at them. They're like the gods of all gods sort of thing. But again, he's not a well boy. He was arrested and given a psychiatric review, to which he passed and was cleared by the police of all convictions. This is where I get confused with this.
Yeah.
Because surely if everything he's saying is true, and he has got schizophrenia, how on God's fucking earth did he get cleared of this?
But then again, it's changed
so much since then. Yeah, that is true. However, his business was beginning to struggle because of the rumours about him being arrested. To when he asked his kids to revoke what they told the police, to which they did, because they thought lying to the police would be fun.
Because one thing I forgot to mention, at this point, his two eldest kids, they were, like, becoming adolescents. Mm. Do you know what I mean? They typical kid stuff, but rebel. On another level. Yeah, yeah, like they were really rebelling and shit like that.
Can't say I blame him.
No. This is when Joe receives another message from God, and this is where the whole killer side of it starts coming in. He receives another message from God telling him to kill 3 billion people by destroying their sexual organs, and in doing so, he will become God himself. Just remember that, because that will come into play later on.
What way to do it.
Yeah. But it makes sense if he's been sexually assaulted.
Yeah. But it's one thing killing someone, but killing their manhood.
Yeah. But if he's been sexually assaulted, well, and on top of that, his parents have told him, oh, yeah, yeah, you're fucking, do you know what I mean? Trying to make him impotent.
Well, it didn't fucking work.
It didn't work. He's got six kids.
Yeah. They're certainly strong, the old swimmers.
Mm-hmm. But in doing this task, he would need help. And so he turned to the most complete God he could find, his 12-year-old son, Michael. Now, as I remember, as I said, the two eldest kids, they were delinquents in themselves. Mm. So, obviously, he's going to take this and run with it. And plus, at 12 years old, yeah, okay, you know right from wrong. But if your dad tells you...
Thing is, the two eldest were Stephen and Anna.
That is true. That is true, yeah. You got that was the boy and the girl with the other relationship. This is the eldest of the four boys.
Yeah, four boys, but he changed...
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah. My bad. Yeah, the eldest of the four sons, I should say. Where am I looking? Yeah. Less than 2 weeks later, Joseph and Michael tortured and murdered 10-year-old Jose Collazo on July 7th, 1974. Which, again, like I said, with the 12-year-old, you know right from wrong. But if your dad's telling you something, I'm not saying, yeah, okay, all 12-year-olds are killers. Mm. But what I'm saying is, would it work maybe where it's like your dad saying, yeah, come on, we'll do this. Do you know what I mean? You're a kid, you're thinking, yeah, let's do it. I don't know.
If it was younger, maybe. Yeah. But at 12, you're quite clued up in a way.
Yeah.
Like you say, especially with right and wrong, you know it's
not to kill someone, yeah. Honestly, it's just so fucked. Well, 2 weeks later, Joseph got another vision from God telling him to throw his own son Joey off a cliff. However, the pair failed in doing so and they tried to burn him alive, to which they also failed. Well, on the third attempt, on July 28th, 1974, he did successfully kill his own son, Joey.
Fucking hell.
To make up for the son he killed, Joseph and his wife had another child. But unfortunately, the daughter was born with a rare incurable condition that caused her skin to be covered in purple patches.
Right.
However, Joe had a vivid dream that could cure his daughter's condition. This is fucked. Now, I'll just say, the kid don't die, okay? Let me just put that out there now. The kid does not die.
Oh, no.
But this is fucking fucked, right?
Oh, I don't know what it is.
No, it's... I want to say it's not bad, but it is bad. But it's like... It's more weird than anything. The dream told him to take the devil's fluid, Joe's semen, and perfume, mix it together... and put the liquid onto his daughter. To which, on November 24th, 1974, they broke into a home and tied a woman to the bed, sexually assaulted her, and stole a bottle of perfume. Joe's daughter had... and they took the perfume. Basically, I think they... Sounds so bad. They took fluids from the woman and Joe's semen, mixed it together, placed it on the daughter's, like, patches, and no shit, nothing fucking happened.
Mm.
But still, that is fucked. Do you know what I mean? That is another level of fucked.
Yeah.
Well, on December...
This makes Saltburn look tame.
Yeah, it really fucking does. On December 3rd, 1974, Joseph and Michael attempted to kill again, but their plan was foiled when the woman they chose planned to have a dinner party that day. And so the pair tied up all the guests and left them. Over the next month, the pair continued their rampage of breaking into women's houses and sexually assaulting them. On January 8th, 1975, the pair committed their final murder. But once again, they interrupted a dinner party.
Fuck, I have some dinner parties there, don't I? In Philadelphia.
As Joe took one of the victims upstairs and killed her, Michael was tying the others downstairs. However, one of them escaped, so the pair left and Joseph ditched his bloodied shirt. The police found the shirt, which had Callinger stitched inside of it. So this, along with other evidence the police found during the home invasions, meant they, and like descriptions of what the women who were sexually assaulted said, they knew exactly who was responsible. Well, on January 17th, 1975, the police arrested the pair. Michael was put on probation and placed into care until he was 21, where he was given a new identity. Joseph tried to plead insanity, but the jury didn't buy it and sentenced him to life. Well, in prison, he constantly set fires and assaulted other inmates, so he was moved to a hospital for the criminally insane. His outbursts still continued, so he was placed under heavy sedation.
Yeah.
Now, this is what I said, where you remember the whole $3 billion and the God thing. Because you, I think we've seen the interview. I know I've seen it, but I think you might have seen it before. The interview where he is, you can tell he's munged off his nut.
Yeah.
And it's one of the eeriest.
He's munged off, but as well, he's sharp as a tack.
Yeah,
still.
Exactly. That makes you think, if he weren't on these sedation pills or whatever,
how dangerous could
what
he be?
What the fuck was he be like? Mm. So yeah, during his time inside, he was interviewed and gave one of the eeriest interviews I've ever seen in my life. It's just so, there's no life behind his eyes, do you know what I mean? I know, like, again, he's sedated in that, but he is just one of the coldest
evil
motherfuckers going. So in the interview he said he was a good, he had a good listening ear and he tries to help people, to which the interviewer replies, when you're not trying to murder them, to which Callinger replies, yes. He also states in the interview he killed his son Joey to see if he could sacrifice his own son to go on to kill 3 billion people before killing himself and becoming God. Now, as I remember, if you remember back when I said about the whole God thing, that was apparently what the vision told him. He also stated that he still experiences the hallucinations telling him to kill. The interviewer asks Callinger if he would kill him, and Callinger quickly and calmly replies, yes. When the interviewer responds by saying, in that case, I hope you never get out, Callinger simply replies, I hope I never get out either. Thankfully, he never did get out, and Joseph Callinger died on March 26th, 1996. So,
fucking good job.
Yeah. So that's just one of the maddest fucking...
Like you say, you can kind of understand.
Yeah. Especially if it is... The only thing that is, like, it baffling me is, like... I know, like you said, it's changed a lot since then, but it's like, to be completely clear...
To be fair, like, think actually thinking about it, back then, it didn't take a lot to be...
So to be certified insane?
No.
You could have had a fucking... I don't know.
Well, they used to do it, didn't they? Yeah. Like, mainly with women, if they, like, acted up a bit, they used to just chuck them in the loony bin.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know whether... It was true or not.
But then again, if he is like badly like split personality, this is a bit of an exaggeration, but like him from Split.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
How he could take on like that persona to be completely normal.
And next thing you know, just a ravaging lunatic. So it's a bit of a weird one. Like, let us know what you guys think, because it's like, part of you does think, oh, he could just be a cold, calculated killer and knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
Because everything I've read, you've got to remember, is from his point of view. This is what he's told the person writing the book.
Yeah.
So it could be utter bollocks, for all we know.
Yeah.
And obviously the parents aren't around to fucking justify it anymore.
Nah. But if they were as bad as what they're saying...
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell, yeah.
Fucked.
Yeah.
100%. I hope they're in hell. If there is
100%. 100%.
Fuck me. That
and is... again, if this is genuine... No fucking wonder he's turned out fuck like this. Again, not justifying murdering or anything like that. No. And what he's done, especially to like his kids and that, is sickening. It's disgusting. But you can see like...
how he went down that road.
Yeah, exactly. It's like if you told somebody that story, they would go, well, no fucking wonder. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a mad one.
Oh, massively. Yeah, no, that's fucked. Majorly fucked. That is mad.
It's fucked, isn't it? It's like, even
as soon as you said though, like, he found a cure for like his daughter's purple patches, they have said to me, I was like, it's going to be either piss or coming.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, oh, mate, it's fucked. It is so fucked.
So I was like, ah, there it is.
Yeah. You know what I mean? No. But the fact they had that poor kid just to make up for the fact that they killed the other one.
Yeah, I know. But the second wife...
I don't think she knew.
Oh, right.
No, I think they just wanted...
Yeah, but if they set Joey a lot on fire, and he got, like,
he got away with it, yeah.
Yeah, they must have thought, like, there's something right here.
Who tried to kill you? Da-da-da-da-da. It's like, nah, he's talking bollocks.
Yeah, because they tried to throw him off a cliff. And then she let him... be with him again to then
try and burn him alive.
Burns to then like third time lucky. Well, it was, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's just so fucked. But yeah, even in the interview, it's like when he says, "Why did you kill your kid?" He's like, "He was the test. He was the sacrifice to see if I could go on to kill 3 billion people, and then I was gonna. And then what's it say? He said, "Then I was gonna go home, kill my family, and then kill myself and become God." Like, he genuinely believes that shit. Do you know what I mean?
How can one man go off and kill three million people?
You have to be fucking talented.
Yeah.
I don't even think Jack the Ripper could have pulled that shit off. Do you know what I mean?
Genghis Khan did pull that shit off. And he had a whole army.
Yeah.
Hitler didn't do that. You know what I mean? Well, 6 million. Yeah. 3 billion.
True. Yeah, true.
Like, the difference between a million and a billion.
Yeah, true, true, true.
It's fucking crazy. If it was like 30 people,
yeah, right, maybe.
Okay. 300 people, bit of a stretch. 3,000 people, nah, ain't happening. Out of there, you're just like, nah.
Yeah, it's like, come on, you're taking the piss now.
Yeah, 300, he'd do fucking well.
He would have had to have literally spent his entire life just going down the street and every person.
And knifing them.
Dead. Do you know what I mean?
Like, he must, he'd have to wake up with some unlimited ammo.
Yeah.
And just, yeah.
And a lot of money for flight tickets.
Yeah, and be bulletproof.
Yeah. Fuck's sake.
Fucking hell. Mate, fucking Michael Myers or Jason couldn't do that shit.
Fucking mental, honestly. But even this is where it's like, I was on about like the calculated side of him, the cold calculated side of him. It's like, even in the nut house, so dated off to fuck, he's still saying that he's experiencing the hallucinations, telling him to kill people, and that if he got out, he would do it. Do you know what I mean? This just shows he is warped.
Yeah, but what gets me as well, it's like, he got life.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone deserves sentencing to death.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, he does deserve it. He killed people.
Yeah,
you know,
of course
what
he deserves it.
With the motive he's got.
That's what I mean. It's like, he is just a walking
hazard.
There is
no way in shape on earth he is able to walk through.
That's one thing I forgot to mention as well. Even in that interview, right, he mentioned the news reporter goes to him, "What do you think about the death penalty?" And he says, "I'm opposed to it." And the bloke goes, "So you can take someone's life, but the state has no right to take your life." He says, "Nobody has the right to take a life." So this is where I mean, is he actually schizophrenic? Where it's like, for lack of a better word, I don't mean no disrespect, but for lack of a better word, the normal him is saying, no, of course you can't take a life. But then the fuck side of him is going, yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? God told me I can do it. I can fucking do it. Do you know what I mean? Who's going to tell God what to do?
Yeah, talk about hope. What's the word?
It's got his own... Yeah, hype man.
No. Hypocritical.
Yeah. This is what I mean. It's just... Oh, it's so fucked.
That is fucked.
But it's like... Again, I know it's fucked, right, what I'm about to say. But you know what we've said, like, being a fly on the wall? Not to experience what happened... But just to see if what he's
like
saying...
glimpses.
Yeah. I don't want to see anything. I just want to know, basically, everything that he said that his parents done, did they fucking do it? Mm. Because if they did,
then
it's like, again, not justifying it, but it's like...
I get it.
You can see why.
Yeah.
But if his parents were actually lovely fucking people,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You never see an angry cobbler.
No, this is what I mean.
You hear stories about him, like the shoemaker's elves and shit. Like, they're happy-go-lucky.
Yeah.
You know, they're kind of tapping away, fucking putting new soles on your shoes and that. They're usually the happiest people alive.
That's what I mean.
And then going, beating a kid till he has a hernia, then beating him for having a hernia.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But surely as well, right, the hospitals, I don't know what it was like back then, obviously, but they must have kept some sort of record.
Yeah.
They would have known if he's coming in for a hernia operation, if he's got a fucking swollen eye and like, battered and bruised.
That's what I mean.
They would have known.
If they were beating him that bad, he'd have been bruised all over.
That's what I mean.
Think the school.
Yeah, exactly.
It would have been like...
This is what makes me think. But then again, with the school, if he's saying he's being beaten and bullied at school, they ain't going to know no difference whether the kids have done it or the parents have done it.
That's true.
But surely the hospital's going
to. Back then, the teachers used to beat the kids as well.
That is true.
Corporal punishment.
Yeah.
So...
But then again... They used, like, it was like cane on the backside, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Weren't left, rook, right, or good night, was it?
No. No, it didn't make him fold up like Ngannou.
No, exactly.
No offense, Ngannou, don't hit me, but you did get fold up like a deck chair, my man.
Shout out Francis, though.
Yeah. I was so good.
You slapped up Tyson. You've done good by my books.
No.
Ah, fuck him. Anyway. but yeah, this is where it's like, there's so many holes in the story, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I have no doubt in my mind he genuinely believes this happens. Mm. But again, if he's schizophrenic...
There's no telling.
There's no telling, because he could truly believe that happened.
Yeah.
When his parents, if they were around, would have gone, nah. Do you know? I mean, they would have said nah anyway.
Yeah.
They would have gone, yeah. I fucking slapped that bastard up.
You want to see it? He asked his hoon I hit with a hammer.
Yeah. So who do you think he is, the cheeky cunt?
Oh, mate, that's some madness.
It's some fucked up
shit.
That's
some mad. That's got to be one of the most fucked up backstories I've heard.
This is why I wanted to cover it. Like I said, he ain't like a prolific serial killer. Not many people have heard of him.
No.
But it was ever since I saw that interview, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then when you, again, look at his backstory, I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, mate. If that is genuine.
We thought Fred West had a bad back upbringing. That don't come fucking close.
Callan just sitting there going, do you want a swap, mate?
Yeah.
I'll take that, no fucking problem.
Yeah. He's sitting there, I got you beat.
Yeah.
I got you beat. I was like, fucking hell.
This is what I mean, it's so fucked. Because surely, like I said, there's surely got to be hospital letters and things like that saying, yeah, okay, he'd come in for a hernia, but his eye was the size of a fucking golf ball.
Yeah.
He had bruises all up and down his ribs.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Shit like that. His fingers were burnt to fuck.
Yeah.
Multiple times as well.
Yeah. Yeah, he came in with fucking breadstick fingers.
Yeah. That's what I mean. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Jesus. Yeah, no, that is a bit madness. That is a bit madness.
Oh, that's fucked. It is fucked. But again, we've said it countless times. No one's... I was going to say no one's born to be a serial killer, but you never really know these days.
No.
But 9 times out of 10, serial killers is because of the fucked up childhoods. And it leads on to this.
Yeah.
If what he said is genuine, no fucking wonder.
But also, like, it just proves that you got to be so careful how far to push someone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we see it now. People make jokes of it and everything, like on TikTok and that. But it's like the kid that gets bullied in school. And then the one day he snaps and then he does the school shooting. It's kind of similar.
Yeah, of course it is.
Because you don't know what his home life's like. It might be shit there. And they're getting pushed and pushed and pushed.
And they're just like, fuck this.
Yeah, if you want to fucking...
Go, we'll go. And as well as like... Happens. They all... Where am I going with this? I had an idea and then my head's gone. But it's like as well with... fuck's sake, Josh. You meant to be a podcaster and you can't even talk.
I can't, mate. Don't worry about it. We'll find that out next week. Oh, God.
But it's like, what was I going to say?
I don't know. What was you going to fucking say?
I don't fucking know.
What was my bag of notes?
Nah, game's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. You know, the worst thing is, as soon as we stop, you're going to remember.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I know I will, and it'll piss me off.
Oh dear, don't worry, be happy.
Yeah.
That's all I can say about that.
Exactly.
As a wise man once said.
That was it. Thank fuck. I don't know how that reminded me, but it's like what you was going on about with like the school shootings and things like that, right?
Yeah.
It seems they've always got that comfort zone. Do you know what I mean? Where it's like 9 times out of 10. It's like, can you remember that advert?
Yeah.
Where it was like, the happy lovey couple.
Yeah,
it's like
scratching
you're not
into
notice,
the table.
Yeah, and it's like you're not noticing the signs where he's reading like the gum books and shit like that.
Yeah, how they're playing.
It's like, yeah, they've always got that sort of getaway sort of
thing. It's going to be like a release.
Yeah, sort of thing. This motherfucker's release is God.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, Jesus wept.
I'll never forget when I first saw that advert.
That was fucked.
Because that was for Sandy Hook, wasn't it? Because when I was first watching it, I thought... I mean, it was on. It was when you like YouTube had. Well, you still do have the answer that, and that come up, and it was like soon after Sandy Hook, and I remember watching it, thinking, "What the fuck is this?" I thought it was going to be for a dating app.
Yeah, it was so fucked, right?
Or like a new show coming out.
And you think, "Oh, they're finally talking to each other." You just see Matey Boy coming back. You're like, "Wait, what?" And then we're just like, "You didn't know the signs." Yeah. You're like. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh. Really, that advert could have really... bad terminology, but it really could have shot itself in the foot. Because if somebody's just reading a casual magazine, but it's got a picture of a gun on the front, do you know what I mean? And you're looking at that going, nah, fuck you, boss. It's like, what? I mean,
especially like with America and that, like with their hunting and stuff like that. But there could be a lad there who loves hunting.
Yeah.
Like, because if I was American, that would be me.
That's what I mean. That would be me. Picture of a fucking Glock on the front. Do you know what I mean?
I'm like looking at like new rifles and stuff. I mean, it's not the best kind of magazine.
No, but I know what you mean. School, like,
but like, yeah, and he's like, want this. I'm looking at this new bow or whatever.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Yeah.
These magazines, they've got to have like fishing bits as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You could be literally just sitting there learning how to tie a new rig.
Yeah.
And because there's a fucking AK on the front, do you know what I mean? You're like, nah, you're tapped. Fuck you, boss.
I'm not going to lie, though. Some of them TikToks do make me laugh. Like, I know it's such a bad taste.
I know what you're getting at, though. It's like, they're so piss poorly put together.
It's the one, yeah, I know. It's the one where it's like, what comes... before 47, and the quiet kid stands up and goes AK, and it's the lads like in the front, they start running out like how they're all like, honestly,
they're just so stupidly put together,
but
that's fucking ridiculous.
But in a way, it makes you laugh how the human race works, like so awful, like absolutely god awful, and they make light of it in a way. Like,
I know
it's see it as a good thing and a bad thing.
Yeah, of course. I feel like if...
It's how they cope.
Yeah, I know it's cliche or whatever, but it's like, if we were to think of every dark thing in the world, none of us would be fucking happy.
Oh, ever. God, no.
Ever. You have to make light of situations. If like you said, it's people's ways of coping with it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Make your life easier.
Yeah, exactly.
Because at the end of the day, like, kids have still got to go to school.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
And that would be my worst fear as a parent, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Especially, like, being in America. That would be my worst fear.
But even, like, with Callinger, like, because he met these women and everything, had kids, like, you don't know them in and out.
No.
You'd be put fear of ever meeting someone.
Exactly. Do you know what I mean? Just gone for cheeky Saturday morning pictures, do you know what I mean? And some bloke, you're right. Nah, I've seen Callinger. What are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? And he's just a harmless fucking person. You're like, bruv, I just want to say
you meet
hello.
Him up for dinner or something. Like, right, I want to know your whole backstory. Were your parents nice to you?
That's what I mean. It's fucked.
It doesn't mean every person who's had a terrible upbringing is a bad person.
Well, of course not. Of course not. It's just, it makes sense when you...
deal with it.
Yeah, it just makes sense when you hear like things like this and the backstories. And it's like, well... that was obviously going to be a possibility. I'm not going to say it was going to be a guarantee.
No.
But it was definitely fucking, do you know what I mean?
But imagine like every like first date, the first question you get asked is, do you kill animals? Like, what? Like, say if he was hunting, be like, yeah, I'll go deer hunting.
Yeah.
That. But like, they're like, nah, do you like buy rabbits and
just
torture
fuck them up?
Yeah, like, just, nah. You know what I mean? Like,
there is one bit I missed out when I said he tortured animals. I'll tell you off camera. I'm not going to say it on camera because it is a bit fucked. What he done to an animal. I won't say it.
He didn't shag it, did he?
No.
It's all right then. It can't be that bad.
But it's cruel. It's fucking cruel.
Oh, no. I don't know if I want to hear it, mate. What animal was it?
Hamster.
Oh. Poor hamsters. They look scared enough as it is.
But the fact, again, he called when he was torturing his animals, he was calling them experiments. That's not right. I know none of this shit's right, but do you know what I mean? It's like, I really am into minds. Was like, is this guy just a cold, calculated killer, or is this guy tapped as a motherfucker?
Who was it? I think I was chatting to someone, and it was like we was talking about like serial killers and that. It's because they don't see people as people.
No,
they see them as game.
Yeah,
as like as not as inanimate.
Yeah,
and like if they. That's why like, they do it like, with animals for a start, because it's like it's more, well, it's not accepted, but you know what I mean?
No, like, but it's like, plus as well, I suppose it's a case of, if you could take an animal's life, do you know what I mean? It's taking a life, do you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, let's be honest, we've all took a life. We've all killed a bug.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Every single person watching this has killed some sort of
bug. I'll tell you what, though, I do feel guilty afterwards sometimes.
Oh, yeah, sometimes, but like, let's be honest, we've all accidentally stood on a snail or something.
Yeah, oh, no,
do you know what I mean? Sad. So we've all done it.
Yeah.
It's just whether you can actually out and out do it to it. Do you know what I mean?
I'll tell you what I could have done was that fucking deer that hit my truck. I'd have happily took that little bastard's life. Well, I probably did. What got me with that was the smugness of it. He went under both tyres. And I thought, oh, he's dead. He's brown bread. And I looked at my rearview mirror and he got up. Shook himself off like I was a bit of dust and just ran off. Oh, like, you little bastard.
Just turned around and went,
you might as well have. It's just when I saw it, like my bonnet was like half hanging off. I was like, you cunt. Yeah, I could have killed that. I'd actually put a lump hammer to its head with that. Yeah, bastard. I couldn't believe it. There was nothing I could have done. There was absolutely nothing. I did not go out of my way and hit it.
Just, I'm a mug!
Yeah, because if people know me, I love my truck too much.
Yeah, to put that's it through the point, that. Yeah.
And for it to bang. If it was both tyres. Like it was like a mad speed bump. Like, oh, I thought, oh, he's got to be gone. He's got to be gone. Nah, just shook yourself off. Have at your mug. And runs off. Oh, I'm just going to go and eat some fucking daisies now. Man, if I got my hands on, you'd be pushing daisies, let alone fucking eating them. Bastard fucking deers. Bring bears and wolves back, that's what I say.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
How have we gone to this?
I don't know. I love it, though. I fucking love it. But no, I think that's me about done.
Yeah?
Yep. So, Ed, what have we got next week?
Next week, we are going to go down under.
G'day, mate.
And I'm going to talk about what is a major love of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's called a Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
And the Australians have one. It's called a Yowie.
Of course it is. Do you know what? Yeah. Yowie.
Kind of fucking Yowie, mate. So, yeah, I'm going to be talking about the Australian Bigfoot known as the Yowie.
Decent.
So, yeah. I'm looking forward to that. It's Bigfoot, of course.
Yeah. It's so good to be back, isn't it?
Oh,
it's so good to be back. I've had a smile on my face the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm talking about shit. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm talking about the most brutal shit. And I'm like, oh.
Right, if you don't hear from me, you know what's happened.
I like this magazine, right?
You won't believe who visited me last night. Fucking gone.
Kill what was that?
Yeah. Nah, honestly, I think if you start doing that, boy. Don't help, there's a hammer right next to you.
And what, wanna go to the fucking zoo, do you cunt?
And what have I got? I've got a fucking video tape to protect myself with. Like, come here, mug.
School trip, my ass.
Jesus
Christ. Oh, fuck me. Right, but that, Ed.
Yes.
Where can they find us?
Right, well, you lovely people, you can find us on Facebook, on our group, which is Mr. Mysteries in Black and White. You can follow us on Instagram, which is Mr. Mysteries _, like the actual _ line. But you can follow us on TikTok, which is Mr. Mysteries 10. You can follow us on Twitter, or X, or whatever the fuck it's called, Elon Musk, which is Mr. Mysteries 1.
Mm-hmm.
You can subscribe... Watch us on our YouTube, which is Mr. Mysteries. Links are easier to get to it through Facebook and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe TikTok. We're going to try that.
Yeah.
You can email us. That could be Satans of cryptids, ghosts, UFOs, anything. A serial killer, if you've seen one. I don't know. That could be... What? What? While he's hyperventilating. That could be theories of topics that we've covered that you might want to have a conversation or a discussion about.
Fuck, bro. If you've seen one, you're telling me they're seeing a serial killer.
Yeah.
Their first thought is not to go to the police, it's to email us.
Yeah, what about us? Well, after you've told us, then tell the police. so theories on topics that we've covered. That could be criticisms of the podcast, of what you don't like, what you change, what you think we've got wrong, or whatever. Praises, which we prefer. Mm-hmm. So what we've done well, what you enjoy about podcasts, or what you think we're doing good at.
Mm.
And that could be ideas.
Mm-hmm.
For future episodes, what you'd like us to cover. That could be cryptids, ghosts, UFOs, serial killers, conspiracies, you name it, we'll cover it.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to either be on the podcast or want us to be on your podcast, which would be cool,
mm-hmm.
Email us there as well. What else? I think that covers most of the email,
pretty much,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Merch.
You want some merch?
If you want to get a hoodie and maybe some other things we are working on.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to work on some more designs.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you fancy some merch, email us and we'll sort it out for you. And I think that covers your email and everything else. Yeah.
Yep.
Josh, where can they listen to us?
Well, even though you already are, fancy listening on another platform or all of them, you can find us on Podbean, Spotify, Amazon, Samsung, Podchaser, Player FM, and iHeartRadio.
Fantastic. Right. I don't know why I sounded so, like, weird then. Like, fantastic.
Fan fucking fabulous.
I sound like condescending then. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah. Well done. Excellent. But no, I think that wraps up this week.
So thank you very much for watching or listening or both, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye.
Happy hunting.